we have a big problem. And this is going to continue ongoing. This is an outrage to America. You talked about law. This is a travesty to law. There is no law because the information and money are completely controlled by a small group of people. And if you say their name, you're called an anti-Semite. You're
called an anti-Semite.
Don't let your voice go.
Go, go.
Go, go. Go. Go.
I just don't understand how you have a country where your politicians have more allegiance to a foreign nation than they do their own. I honestly think that we have literal treason going on right now where Israel's interests are being put before America's interests.
Is America a sovereign nation or are we being controlled by Israel?
People are always talking about they are out of control, they are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is.
The satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
What difference does it make if it's a baby or if it's an adult? It's the same thing.
There's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration.
Are you a Zionist?
Yes, yes.
You have to get rid of AIPAC. You have to get rid of, the Israeli control over our country. I mean, there's just no, because they clearly don't give a shit about it.
Are you part of the Jewish conspiracy? What exactly is the...
Maybe. I'm Jewish.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
Never use again. Coming this fall exclusively to the Stu Peters Network. Go to OccupiedFilm.com. Again, OccupiedFilm.com right now for early access to that game changer. So even though Robert F. Kennedy has been banned from participating in presidential debates, he's faced efforts to keep him off of the ballot. He's basically been completely wiped off of mainstream political Zionist-funded discussion by the corporate media and their uniparty bosses. He has a strong and extremely loyal base of support that no one can seem to break. RFK Jr. is garnering support from all over the political spectrum. He's brought in Republicans. He's pulled in Democrats. He's getting his message through to libertarians. And just like Donald Trump, he even spoke at the Libertarian Party convention. And so to a large degree, a huge part of RFK's appeal has been his willingness to oppose the so-called safe and effective vaccines that have maimed and murdered countless Americans, especially children, along with many other people all across the planet. And as president, if his campaign talking points are to be believed, RFK Jr. is the only major candidate who seems to have any interest at all in getting to the bottom of the bioweapon genocide that was unleashed on mankind under the watch of none other than Donald J. Trump and then continued under the watch of Joe Biden. This is a huge selling point for Kennedy's campaign. It's a big reason why a lot of former Trump supporters have defected to Team Kennedy. RFK Jr. is taken very seriously on this issue. He has been for a very long time. Recently, footage was leaked of Kennedy on the phone with Donald Trump talking about these vaccines and all of the damage that they do, including the COVID bioweapon death jab. And Trump was telling Kennedy he'd been right the entire time. He was also trying to minimize his own role in the bioweapon rollout as if he was trying to endear himself to Kennedy or butter him up in some way, shape, or form, or maybe to endear all of those that he knew that this phone call may get leaked to.
I agree with you, man. Something's wrong with that whole system. I want to do small doses. When you feed a baby, Bobby, a vaccination that has like 38 different vaccines, and it looks like it's meant for a horse, not a 10-pound or 20-pound baby. It looks like you should be giving a horse this. And do you ever see the size of it? Right, it's this massive. And then you see the baby all of a sudden starting to change radically. I've seen it too many times. And then you hear that it doesn't have an impact, right? But you and I talked about that a long time ago. And anyway, I would love you to do something. And I think it would be so good for you and so big for you. And we're going to win. We're going to win. We're way ahead of the guy. And, it was interesting. It was very nice, actually. He called me. And he said, how did you choose to move to the right? So I guess that's, people see, if I was looking straight up, right? He said, I said, I was just showing a chart. I didn't have to tell him the chart was on all the people pouring into our country. But I just turned my head to show the chart. And something wrapped me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito. And it was. It was a bullet going around. You know, it was, what do they call that? An AR-15 or something. That was a big gun. Those are pretty tough guns, right?
So after that video footage came out, many people were hopeful that it was a sign of a Kennedy-Trump alliance. Many people thought it could show that, hey, if Trump wins the presidency, he'll appoint Kennedy to a cabinet position or something of that nature, where he can take on the CDC, take on the FDA, take on the NIH, NIAID, or whatever this rat-faced Fauci was running, and all of their disgusting subdivisions that are responsible for the wholesale slaughter of American citizens. But these dreams have pretty much been dashed because very quickly things seem to have gone sour between Trump and Kennedy, if they were ever good in the first place. And you know, if you listen to RFK Jr., there's pretty good reason for this. It's because Trump is embracing the swamp. He's embracing the CIA. He's handing his presidential campaign over to the very same people that he says that he opposes. This was always a major problem with Trump during his first term. He ran in 2016 saying that he was going to drain the swamp. What did we end up with? People like Bill Barr and Mike Pence, Jared Kushner running our country, and eventually with Anthony Fauci running most of the world. But the drain the swamp message, you see, that is carried over in 2024 anyway, because millions of Trump supporters have rallied their wishful thinking. They've been tired of giving Trump the benefit of the doubt. They've told themselves that Trump learned his lesson and that this time it would be different. And that he won't sell his next administration out to the very same deep state that just took a shot at him, to the very same swamp that he says he's going to drain. Trump supporters have done absolutely everything that they possibly can to give every excuse in the book, to give this guy an out, and to say that all of these bad associations and bad policy decisions were someone else's fault, or that they were unavoidable, and that Big Daddy Trump is going to get it right next time. But he just keeps getting it wrong. RFK Jr. pointed all of this out in a video that he released where he talked about Trump's plans to appoint BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, the Zionist war machine financier who's buying up American neighborhoods and filling them with illegals, as the United States Treasury Secretary if he wins the election. And as for J.D. Vance, the Sackler, OxyContin, family-tied vice presidential candidate Trump announced at the RNC, well, Kennedy says that he's a CIA asset. Watch.
On the Republican side, President Biden promised the last time around that he was going to drain the swamp, but instead he came in and he appointed a pharmaceutical lobbyist and CEO to run HHS, a Verizon lobbyist to run the FCC, a Goldman Sachs CEO to run the Treasury Department, an oil lobbyist to run the Interior Department, a coal lobbyist to run the Environmental Protection Agency, and so on. And only today, President Trump has announced that in his new administration, should he win this election, that Jamie Dimon will be his choice as Commerce Secretary, and that Larry Fink, the director of BlackRock, will run the Treasury Department. This is the swamp. These are swamp creatures. And his pick as vice president is a salute to the CIA and to the intelligence community, and to the military-industrial complex. Their gravy train is going to continue.
It's really hard to refute anything that RFK Jr. said in that video. And Donald Trump has positioned himself as some kind of a valiant fighter of the swamp, and his supporters have given him endless opportunities to follow through on it. But time and time again, he just fails them. He surrounds himself with bad people. He makes strings of bad policy decisions. And worst of all, he allowed the COVID scamdemic to shut this country down. He allowed a bioweapon to be stuck into the arms of millions of American men, women, and children. And he signed off on the biggest attack on American civil liberties in the history of the country, as citizens were locked in their homes, kids were pulled out of school, forced to wear Sharia bacteria-ridden oxygen-inhibiting face muzzles while their parents begged the feds for a $1,000 stimulus check so they could pay for groceries off of barren store shelves. Yeah, this isn't Tony Fauci's fault alone, or Deborah Birx, or the HHS, or any of these other unelected bureaucrats. No, Donald Trump was the commander in chief when this country's government committed biological war crimes against its own people. And whether he was a witting participant or wants to act like he was duped into standing down and letting Fauci take control, nobody, not Donald Trump, not me, not any of you, not anybody can change what happened in the last year of his administration. No matter what happens in 2024, it will forever be a black eye on the Trump presidency and on the history of this country and mankind itself. Lauren Lee is a political commentator, a reporter, and the host of her podcast, The Daily Kennedy. She joins us now for more on this discussion. The candidate that most Americans have been conditioned to ignore. What say you about everything that I just got done saying?
Oh, wow, Stu, I couldn't have said it better myself. You touched on so many points that I think especially the younger generation is very, very deeply concerned about. I mean, COVID and how it was handled is going to go down as one of the foremost atrocities in human history. I don't even think we've begun to see the damage of these vaccines. And so to have someone who's bringing light to these issues, of course, it resonates with us amongst many other issues. But I think, Stu, what we're seeing here, it's a conversation that's even bigger than Kennedy. I think we're looking at a seismic shift that is about to go down in the American political landscape. We saw the walkaway movement with the Democrats, and we've seen tons of former Trumpians. And I can say this because I voted for Donald Trump. I was a Trump supporter. I was out there in the MAGA rallies. I had the flag, you know, on the truck. I have photos, proof of it all. And I, you know, am now an avid Robert F. Kennedy Jr. supporter for many different reasons. But I think that we're seeing the groundswell of what will be a historic and revolutionary moment where we break away from the two parties. And this has happened many times in American history where you have a party realignment. So we are overdue for that in American history. When you look back at the history books, we know that we're overdue for that. I'm actually shocked that it hasn't happened yet. And we're approaching very quickly the point where either we shift how these parties interact or what parties are allowed to participate, or we descend into civil war. And I have more faith in the American people than many people. And I think that we will choose a higher path.
Civil war and violence is exactly what the enemy wants out of us. This gives them all of the justification that they need to just, say, go ahead and cancel elections or go door to door confiscating firearms from law abiding Americans who just wish to protect their prosperity and their peace and their liberty and their families, their children, their property. We saw over the summer of love during 2020 when $12 billion in damage swept this country in the name of a home invading parasitic career criminal thug called George Floyd, who overdosed on fentanyl right down the street from our studios here in Minneapolis. That's the kind of activity that these people clamor for. This is what they want. They're just absolutely salivating for something like this or to spark off World War III. And, you know, I mentioned very briefly, and you heard the intro to our program, we have an upcoming film coming out, Occupied, and I believe that we are an occupied government, which is exactly why an occupied country, actually, not just government, it spreads all throughout all of our bureaucracies, all of our institutions, publicly funded schools and universities, privately funded schools and universities, Christian, you know, schools and universities. All of these places have been infiltrated, and so I'm curious, what do you think that RFK Jr. would do about this infiltration, occupation, and, you know, imminent conquering of our country by a strange people?
Well, first of all, Stu, I do just want to clarify for everyone, I do not represent the campaign or any PAC on this interview. I'm purely speaking for myself and for the folks that come on my podcast. They're the reason why I'm here, right? I'm representing them and myself. So I just want to make that very clear because there's a lot of legal stuff around that.
Sure.
But for myself personally, and I want to point this out because this is so incredibly important. I actually disagree with Robert F. Kennedy on multiple different issues, Israel being one of them. But I do not agree with the party brainwashing that both of these parties, both of these corporate bureaucracies that run our government have shoved down our throats, which is that you have to agree with your candidate on every single issue. Otherwise, you get canceled and you get ostracized. And so I have to say that even though I disagree with Robert Kennedy on this issue, I am voting for a man who I trust listens to the other side. I have personally been in the room when Kennedy has been heckled on the Israel issue people will shout out from the crowd. And although that's not my preferred way of communicating, that will happen all the time. People are hurt. People hate that this is a problem. We are seeing genocide like we've never seen. It's horrendous. And so I understand the heckling. And what I respect so much, and this was a big part of him earning my vote, and I know I've talked to thousands of others that come through my show as well. Many of them have the same rationale, is that he actually will stop whatever he's doing, the speech or the interview. And he'll point out to the heckler and say, you know what? I want to hear you. Come find me afterwards and let's talk. That is the type of president that I'm interested in. I'm not interested in the type of presidency that we've had for the last 8 years, where Donald Trump and Joe Biden, they hadn't spoken since 2021 until the assassination attempt that happened just last week. So we do not have our parties communicating with each other. And I think it's so critical that we stop thinking we have to vote for the party line and we start voting for individuals who we trust to have a reasoned approach to the situation. And let me add one other thing, Stu, and that's that on the Israel issue specifically, which I do disagree with Kennedy on, just speaking for myself, I am absolutely mortified at the support of both Democrats and Republicans in the war profiteering that is happening right now in the Middle East. I think it is far worse than anything Kennedy would do. Kennedy is staunchly anti-war. He has said it forever. We need to end forever wars. We need to fortify our defenses. We need to stop the war machine. We need to end the corporate capture of, you know, our foreign policy, which is a whole other conversation. Donald Trump, as you mentioned in your intro, brought on J.D. Vance, who is the love child of profit for war. I mean, Peter Thiel funded this man for the Senate, picked him out, funded him to the tune of $15 million, personally escorted him to Mar-a-Lago to make up with Donald Trump, who Vance said, I would never vote for. He sexually assaulted every woman in the world. Flew him personally to Mar-a-Lago to have a conversation with Trump. Magically, 2 days later, there you have it. Someone who's best friends with Trump is funded by a man who has $1 billion in contracts with Israel to perpetuate what's happening in Gaza. That, to me, is atrocious. From my personal stance, I have to vote based on the record and the actions, not just promises. And so Donald Trump does have a record. Donald Trump has been in office before. And so as someone who voted for him, I have to reconcile that with myself. I have to ask myself, am I ready to take a risk? Does he deserve another chance? And after this VP pick, I am mortified at what has been positioned in our government, literally by people who are making money off of death. And Biden is no better. Biden and Harris, I should say, right? Harris is no better, who said that she supports every single thing Biden has ever done and will continue to. She's no better. They have had numerous, numerous occasions where Putin has invited them to the negotiation table. This is a do or die moment for Russia. Of course, they will go to war, to world war, to nuclear war if we move into Ukraine.
There's a lot
Kennedy
to unpack here.
Yeah. And Kennedy is called to end NATO and to immediately start negotiations. We need to bring back the art of negotiation.
This is completely unacceptable. These record-setting high inflation rates are actually preventing people from retiring simply because they just don't know what their money will be worth in the coming months and years. And this is exactly why thousands are heeding my advice and turning to Goldco, the top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Goldco doesn't want your hard-earned money to go down the government's drain. Neither do we. This is so important that right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Go to StuLikesGold.com to learn more. Again, StuLikesGold.com. Or just call them, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Diversify and protect your savings from an inept government with physical gold and silver, and get an instant return on your money. This offer will only last until all of the bonus silver is gone, so act right now. Again, StuLikesGold.com, or just call them, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Friends, I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called A Navy SEAL's Bug-In Guide. Inside of this book, Joel Lambert reveals everything that you need to do to ensure that you never have to leave your home during dark times, creating a self-sufficient fortress that'll sustain you and your family for however long it takes, even years until things get back to normal. You'll discover exactly what to do, what to stockpile inside, and how much of it. Long-lasting foods, water, communication devices, a survival generator, and many other items that you'll need to successfully bug in for months or even years. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anyone, especially the government, for your basic needs. Go to buginguide.com/stew to take advantage of a surprise gift that can help you out a lot in the next crisis. This book offer won't be available for long. Go to buginguide.com/stew. That's buginguide.com/stew. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No. You're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STEW, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STEW. With everything that you said, I agree almost wholeheartedly. There is a spirit of idolatry here in this country as it pertains to Donald Trump. And in relation to everything that he has done, whether it be good or bad, there is this constant excuse-making, deflection, and even projection. It gets very vitriolic and very nasty if you criticize a person who's a public servant, you know, and is now campaigning for the position to become a public servant again. These people work at the pleasure of the American people. Who allegedly vote them into office. Now, if you're familiar with my program, obviously we don't believe that voting is real. We believe that elections are stolen and that they're fake. And whether it be by mail-in voting or no signature identification or internet-connected machines or foreign interference in our elections or a combination of all of that, along with the importation of millions of illegals to finish off the job and be the icing on the cake, or just to be within the margin where it's acceptable to then just cheat and fraud your way into an illegitimate regime like what we've witnessed over the last 4 years, still there is this like feeling of idolatry. And I think that I have been very criticized amongst Trump supporters for criticizing clearly bad decisions and then just questioning other decisions. So I agree with you there. And I mean, I can appreciate somebody who wants to reconcile everything that has happened and then to take a look at what's happening now. With that being said, the same people that we were just talking about in Israel, ostensibly, these are the people behind the deaths of RFK Jr.'s family, father, uncle. And it was always because of fighting the war machine. And what we just did see is an attempted assassination on Donald Trump, who is also a very anti-war president. And he proved that when he was in office over 4 years, along with a merit-based economy. I think everybody can acknowledge that they were doing better economically speaking, financially speaking, under a Trump presidency. I think we were really thriving at that point. And I, too, just like you, before, you know, I understood the whole process here of election theft and uniparty and this fake paradigm of a left and right or Republican and Democrat or a liberal and a conservative. This is all a uniparty that is behest and beholden to the same paymaster. And I think it's a big problem. But these same group of people are the ones that fund 100% of the media, where RFK Jr. has been completely ignored, and he has been kept off of debate stages, and he has gotten no press, and he has basically become delegitimized as some fringe candidate for president. How is he going to combat that? If you were advising him right now, what would you advise him to do to combat that and put himself into the eye of the populace?
That is such a great question, Stu. And you know, first of all, I just want to say I love that we're having this conversation, because Kennedy supporters and Trump supporters are so one and the same at the end of the day. I truly believe that because I had my own evolution. So I appreciate this so much. We need to have more of this conversation. But I would say, first of all, Kennedy just did something brilliant just over the weekend when Joe Biden stepped down or declared that he wasn't going to run
anymore. Or when he was murdered.
Well, we don't know yet, right? Where is Joe? Hashtag proof of life. Yeah, he says he's going to host a press conference tomorrow. We hope and pray that that's true. But when Joe declared he was not going to run for re-election, there was no press conference. Of course, there was no appearance. But immediately, Robert F. Kennedy declared that he was going to host a press conference. And of course, everybody, their mother and their brother, thinking that this independent crazy guy is going to drop out of the race, tunes into AP News. And this was the tweet that went viral. I think that you saw it from my account, that was basically picking up on the hot mic of the AP press that was scoffing, being very rude the entire time, very unprofessional. But what I thought was hilarious was he played the media's game. And not only did he reassure the American people and was able to spread his message to what has now millions of streams through AP News, which reaches that boomer demographic, right, that maybe he doesn't get as much exposure to, but he really proved that he's thinking very strategically. And I will say, too, on top of that, my second thing that I would advise, right? I would advise, but again, I can't speak in any type of formal capacity, just my own personal thoughts in my brain. What I would say is, you know, to double down on these young people, because let me tell you, the kids I talk to in my space are remarkable, and they have converted all their friends, all their family. Me personally, I have liberal friends, conservative friends. We all agree that we want clean air, clean food. We want pesticides out of there. We want to be able to have medical freedom. We don't want to be forced to get a vaccine. We all agree on the national debt and how it was blown up under both administrations. And we're at a critical turning point where this is an existential threat, right? We agree that we don't want foreign war. There's so much we agree on as Americans. Why have we forgotten this? And so I would say, you know, double down on the young people, because we don't ever watch mainstream media. It was funny, Stu. So, you know, I'm young, right? I'm very young. When all this was happening with the assassination attempt and then Joe Biden and all that, I was like, well, fine, I'll turn on Fox News, I guess. You know, let's see what's going on. It was the first time I watched Fox News in about 10 years. And I was like shocked. Everyone looked so much older than I remembered them, right? But my generation doesn't. Anyone under 40, we're getting our news from podcasts. We're getting our news from social media. If you're interested in the truth at all, you're going to go to these platforms. You're not going to trust CNN or MSNBC or Fox News. I don't have a single friend in my generation who does that. And so it's really ridiculous. And I think that, you know, both parties are really undervaluing how powerful the younger generations and this new wave of independent media truly is. It's why I appreciate platforms like yours.
Well, and you're right. You're absolutely right. Because actually, our core demographic is females, white, 18 to 34. And that to me is very impressive, because that tells me that young women are actually trying to be involved and to educate themselves, that they don't believe the crap that they're being taught in their publicly funded indoctrination camps called schools that they have probably now since graduated from, only to go on to a post-secondary indoctrination and just be pummeled with propaganda and lies over and over and over again. But young women are smart. They're starting to understand all of this stuff. And so for me, when I sit back and I'm like, oh, look at the topics that we discuss every single day here. Who is our core demographic? What makes up the vast, largest majority of the listening and viewing audience of this particular platform? And it's females, white, 18 to 34. That gives me a lot of hope for the future. And I think that you're right. For RFK Jr. to have, you know, an impact, he does need to move those people. And in order to move those people, he's going to have to, in my opinion, open up his mind and be a little bit more receptive to even changing his position on certain issues, especially key ones like this Israeli infiltration into our government and into our society. It's a society-wide issue that really is affecting a lot of people, which is why millions and millions of people are anticipating the release of our film this fall. Millions more people are talking about this on platforms like X. Imagine talking like this just 6 months ago, 3 months ago, you know, anytime before October 7th. I mean, you would have been completely ostracized and just banned from the internet. Every platform would have banned you.
Absolutely.
Now this is just becoming real information that people are – there's evidence to support all of it. It's not anti-Semitic, whatever that means. It's a fake made up word. And so I guess that is one of the biggest differences that I have with RFK Jr. I do support a lot of what he says on the vaccines. I do have questions about some of the things that he has said on the vaccines. He's been on this program before. I've invited him to come back. We have yet to hear back from him. But, you know, I would encourage him to come on the program and to talk about these issues, you know, and whether we agree or not. I mean, that's the whole point. People trashed me for having a sit down with Roger Stone. Well, he's a shill for Israel, and I can't believe you did that. Well, isn't that exactly the type of person that we should be talking to? Hey, Roger, here's the evidence that I'm looking at. These are the sets of circumstances that I believe are most impacting our political spectrum and our environment, and are most impacting people at their dinner tables, what they're really talking about, the reason why their kids are getting indoctrinated, the reason why we have open pedophilia happening in the street for the entire month of June to celebrate a sin of God called pride. And so I think it's really important to have the difficult conversations and sit down with people that are not exactly like-minded. This echo chamber philosophy is just, that's bunk. It's for the, it's way, way long ago. No, we don't need to separate into places like Truth and Getter and all of this other nonsense. Have the tough conversations, which is why, at least for now, I appreciate X. We're allowed
Absolutely.
To have these conversations.
I have to tell you, I have talked to every single different kind of person with a different background and a different voting record. One of my favorite events was going down to Aubrey Marcus's farm there in Austin, Texas, right, for a Kennedy fundraiser that was based around wellness, health, and nutrition. And you mentioned women. I believe women are going to decide this election. I think they're going to come out in droves where they've never have before because they care about the health of their children. The pandemic woke them up. But anyway, when I was down there at the wellness summit, it was hilarious. Honestly, Stu, it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life because the opening ceremony was like this new age guy with these drums and this long horn that was like 8 feet tall. And then you had these crypto bros sitting there super uncomfortable, like, oh my gosh, you know, where am I? I'm at some new age hippie farm. And then you had like the liberal chicks from LA and their hair is all purple. And they're, you know, they're like spouting off about how they're going to do the same thing to him that they did to Bernie, you know, and I'm over here an evangelical, you know, school grad from a small little Christian school, former Trumper, who these girls never would have even spoken to me a couple years ago, right? We would have been so polarized. And so it was so awesome because for the first time in what has seemed like eons, and for me, pretty much half my life, I mean, I'm super young, so I really only have been involved in the voting system since there has been all this hatred and division. You know, in my early 20s, I was living above the Lululemon on 3rd Street Promenade when the rioters torched everything in mid-2020. I've only seen chaos and disruption. So to see everyone come together who doesn't agree really on anything except for the fact that we're all humanists, we all want a better world, we want freedom and liberty at the end of the day to make our own personal decisions and our own choices, that was super eye-opening to me. And it's not something that the two corporations, the Democrats and the Republicans, because that's exactly what they are, corporations, that's what they don't want you to see.
That's right. We're going to continue the conversation. We're going to continue having the tough conversations with people who don't necessarily always agree. I agree with most of what you have said here today. And to that end, I hope that you will continue enjoying and participating in the conversation that we have here when you come back again very soon. Lauren Lee, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Stu. Thank you so much.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake.
It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives?
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.